Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee, with Kelly Setliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? Call 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. Now here is your host, Kelly Setliff.
Hi everybody, how are you today? I am calling talking today all about ghosts. Can you imagine that? So what's really cool is actually when you are intuitive, is you tend to go places and things happen. And I'm one of these people that actually, twofold, actually, I prefer as a psychic not to go on a ghost hunt. I've gone on a few of them, and my big deal is actually when I go on these things is I'm always feeling so sad for the spirits left behind, and I want to cross them over. And when I'm in that situation, it's like, you know what, I feel their energy, their heaviness, they're stuck, they want to transition. Some of them do, some of them don't, but it's very fear-based of why I feel that ghosts stick around. You have to remember, think back in the day, and we're talking, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, everything was very puritanical, right? Everything was like black and white. You know what, if you did this, you were going to go to heaven. If you did this, you were going to go to hell. And that belief system was so strong that literally I feel like souls stick around because, you know what, they're afraid because, you know, who knows? They could have, you know, had, you know, thoughts about somebody that weren't cool, or they could have actually, you know, been very, you know, deceptive or whatever the situation was. And when it came time to, you know, cross over to the other side, they were afraid to answer for that. And that's kind of my theory of why ghosts stick around. So when you have that situation and that kind of thing, and that's why, you know what, you can go places and you'll feel things, sense things. And you don't have to be a psychic medium like myself actually to feel that. You just actually, you know what, you can feel things naturally, right? Okay, I wonder how many people who are listening right now who could raise their hand and answer, you know, and say, yeah, I've been someplace and I felt something, or I've been in an old bed and breakfast, or, you know, or I've been in an old camp, or I've been in an old fort, or I've been, you know, wherever, or touring in Washington, D.C. Now, that's a good one. And you can feel energy, and you feel their energy. Or when you go into a battleground, especially, I mean, we have a lot of old history here where I live in New England, and anywhere you go, you feel things and sense things, or I do. And consequently, you know what, you'll get that vibe, you'll get that energy all that will come towards you, especially if they see a beacon of light, like, you know, this old psychic medium here, that it transpires itself and pulls itself into that. And so what I'm going to do is just share today, obviously looking for any comments or feedback of people can tell their stories of what they felt and sensed someplace when they've been. But you know what? It's really, when the Setliffs take a vacation, it can be a pretty interesting event, to say the least. And for instance, I was in England for my 40th birthday, and a friend of mine, Cheryl, we went for the week, and, you know, I kept saying, okay, I'm not going to, like, be open. I'm letting you know all now ahead of time that I'm not going to be open. I'm not going to feel, you know, any energy. I don't want to meet any ghosts. I'm not going to go there. And, you know, knowing that, you know, how our tour was going to be going through castles and the Tower of London and wherever else, right, that took us. So, sure enough, we're in a castle, and we go down into the dungeon, because isn't that, like, all part of the tour, which is really kind of morbid when you think about it, that that's how it works. But we go down there, and you know, right away, my chest is getting tight. I can't breathe. I look into the corner and I see this man who, you know, is dressed in the Times of when it would be very raggedy. And he's in the corner looking at me and I'm looking at him and I'm like, oh, like that. And I see him and I'm like, said to my friend, Cheryl, I said, Cheryl, we got to get out of here because I know this feels really weird. And I said, let's get out of here. I don't feel well. And so as we walk out of this dungeon, as soon as we get out, there's a curator there. And I said to him, I said, I'm a psychic medium. And I said, you know what that is? And of course they know what that is in England because there's like a spiritualist church and psychics are, mediums are very prominent actually in those areas. And people know, of course, what they are. And he's, says, yes, ma'am, I do. And then he says, and I said, you know what? Is there, I just had a really quirky feeling. I said, is there a ghost in that dungeon? And he says, yes. And he resides in the left corner of the dungeon. And I'm like, yep, I met your friend. And he started to laugh. And so again, you know what? When I think I'm off, I'm off. And it doesn't always work that way. So then obviously touring, right? We are touring everywhere and going from here to the Tower of London to wherever else. And as I walk into bed that night, I'm like, can't toss and turn. And I'm you know, all my energy is all discombobulated because I've picked up all the stuff today. And anyhow, I turn around. And as I turn around, I see this figure in my room. And I'm like, again, spooked. And yes, a psychic medium can be spooked. And I, all of a sudden I just said, get out of here, like that. And as soon as I said that, his energy disappeared. My friend, of course, wakes up and says, Kelly, gosh darn it, you know what I mean? I told you if I was going on vacation not to bring anyone back to the room. And it's like we all cracked up, but it's like so true. It's like, okay, they were following me everywhere. And even though I kept shutting myself down, that kind of thing. So, but, you know, the next thing is what can happen is when I'm someplace and when ghosts appear, and I've had many experiences, I kind of go to the next level, to be honest with you. Obviously, I was a little tired and cranky or with the jet lag, and I wasn't too nice to that person who showed up in my room. But I can go to the next level, and I can actually, if this sounds crazy enough, but I can engage, and I can tune in of where they're from, what happened to them, that kind of thing. And it's that point when I'm in that space that I can actually transition them to send them to the other side. Because I always feel this, and people who have homes and they kind of like the ghost thing and they like people hanging out or the ghosts in their home, I always feel this, is that, you know what, they had their time here and it's your time here on Earth. So they don't have to hang with you, only unless you let them. And that's where I feel like, you know what, that confuses everything. It confuses them. It confuses you. It doesn't make it so that your own environment is a healthy environment. And you got to remember, when your energy is coming in from a different plane of energy, like ghosts do, it's not like it's coming from Mother Mary energy or anything like that, from heaven. It's coming from a different stage of energy over there. And that it's allowed to stay and stick around. And it can also bring negative energy with it. And then it's like, okay, one ghost shows up. So guess what? A few other ones come over and hang. And that's how it rolls. That's a simple analogy of actually when you get one, you get a bunch. And sometimes it can circulate. So sometimes the ghosts can stay. Sometimes they can't. Sometimes they'll come back or new ones will show up. It's like this big, you know, big open door policy to your home that people allow to let that happen, which is, to my opinion, very crazy. You wouldn't allow a stranger to come in your house and say, oh, I'm going to camp out here. Except, you know what, do you remember that story that was recently, those crazy people in California who had the nanny? And obviously they did their research, right, to watch their kids. And the nanny has been living downstairs and they can't kick her out because of some law. Okay, again, like, that's the same concept, is that, you know what, you have more control over energy and things being around you than you really think. And so, and it's a real simple process, because what happens is, When you feel it, sense it, and you know that they're around you and it doesn't feel so healthy or it's spooking you, you do exactly what I do. You say, get out. You can't be here. This is my space, not yours. You need to go someplace else. I don't care where you go, but you're not staying here. You know, shoo shoo, bye bye. Literally. And once you do that, they know their energy can't stick. And then that's it. Then the energy leaves. It's when people encourage it and think it's cool and think it's like, oh, you know what? My house has this, or do you feel this? And they feed it. It's like you feed the energy, right? And it's not a good space. And it always boils down to is that, you know, like I said earlier, they had their time here. You need to have your time here. You didn't invade their space when they were living here on Earth, did you? No. So by God, why are you letting them, you know, invade yours? It's really kind of common sense thinking. And, you know, I think people get also to get caught up on, you know, the ghost shows and the programs and let's go ghost hunting and let's prove it, prove it, prove it. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, bump into the night and all of a sudden, you know what, there's someone with, you know, a flashlight on their forehead and they're running around, you know, trying to show you, prove you that there's a ghost here. Well, that obviously doesn't work for me because I could walk someplace and I can tell you if there's a ghost there. That's what I feel. Or not. And it's always funny to me that people are trying to prove it when in reality we all know that there's, you know, other energies that hang out. And, you know, but you have to, you know, the proof is in the pudding, as they say. So people can get kind of hooked in. Not to say that people who don't do paranormal investigations, you know, have a, they enjoy it and they want to prove it and they want to, you know, show people to prove their information is a healthy thing. But I also think, okay, then you proved it. So what the heck are you going to do with it now? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's a funny, quirky thing because normally when you prove something, it's to prove a point and then you can move on and then change it, right? Or redirect something. So that's what we're talking today. We're talking ghosts. We're talking about experiences. I'm telling a lot of stories today. And we're going to run to break, everybody. We'll be back. And if anybody has questions, please call in.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, intuit.com or call 844-letter-B, intuit.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuffness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuffness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Okay, creepy music. We're talking about ghosts today and how this all works and why they're here and what they're up to and how you can change things in a room or at a place when you feel some kind of creepy stuff happening. So, obviously, you know what I was saying earlier, I have a totally different perspective on this thing, and that I believe that if their energy is around and hanging out, they have this inability to cross over, and they need to be led to cross over. And the other aspect of that is that I don't really believe that actually they should stay here. I feel that actually their time was here in Earth, and now it's time to shift on over and move. And in doing so, what's really cool is when you do that, is that the situation, when they almost feel comfort when you cross them over. And it's like they've been, and I really feel they all cross over. Like, I don't feel we have ghosts here for thousands and thousands of years. I feel at some point in their energy and in their playing field here, of living here on Earth, that at some point that they do cross. I also feel that obviously places can have heavy energy, right? When there's a collective of energy that is left together. You know, when you find things like through battleships, or you find things through, you know, when you go to visit like Concord and you walk through the cemetery there, or, you know, even in Washington, D.C., oh my gosh, when I took my kids there for, you know, there's like a few things in as a parent that you have to do, right, that are mandatory. One, you have to take your kids to Disney World. And the second one is you have to take your kids to Washington, D.C., as being an American, right? And we took our kids there, in their later years, and I say later, like, you know, I think they were like 6th, 7th, and 9th grade, and we went because obviously they're going to know history, right? So, but when I say to you the places we were, the Abraham, looking at Abraham Lincoln, looking at that statue, looking at, you know, all the museums and, you know, everything like that, I was bouncing off the wall with all the energy bopping in at me, seeing things. I'd look at a picture and all of a sudden I'd look over and it was like, you know, the energy was standing there. It was crazy. So I really went, as a psychic, I have to really protect my boundaries and space and really ground myself when I go around these places, because you just get it. You just see it. And that's the part that actually, when I see it, it's like, you know what? Oh, why are you still here? You need to move on. And you know what, and that's the, I guess, the kind-hearted psychic that I am, is I don't want it to stay. I want it to move forward. I can remember I went on one ghost hunt in my whole life, and I write about this in my book, and Listen Up, The Other Side is Talking. And we went to the Hay Society, and we went for a tour, and we went for a ghost hunt. And what it was all these people gathered, and I'd never really been on one. I just heard about it. A friend of mine asked me to go. And So we went totally unprepared. Like, all these people show up with all their EVP equipment. They show up with their, you know, flashlights. They got the little head beam light thingies on for when it gets dark. Okay, we had a cell phone that my friend and I were sharing amongst each other to, you know, go to try and, you know, look through the hallways. And so, you know, as my grandmother always used to say to me, which is a great saying, is that, you know what, you know, you should always never fear the dead. You should fear the living, right? And so I don't fear the dead because I've never obviously looked what I do for a living, but I never fear it. That's why I feel like I feel sometimes that I feel sorry for it, right? Which is kind of my empathic way of that they shouldn't be there. So here we are. We're there at this ghost hunt. And the if anybody remembers, actually, the English mediums, Gavin Cromwell and David Wells, they have a show on television called Most Haunted. And they're from England, and they were the guests, actually, that during this ghost hunt. And I'd never met them before. Of course, my kids had watched the show, and I'd seen the show here and there, but never knew them. Well, obviously, it doesn't take much, actually, for people to figure out what they do for a living. And we would be touring and be in places. And the cool thing is, like, the historical curator was there. So we would be picking up on information, and then obviously I'm chiming in, right? And I tried my bestest not to chime in. I thought, okay, let them roll with this. And then it was like my head was about ready to explode because obviously we're in this historic museum and there's energy there that's bouncing off the walls with all this curated stuff and old things. And this museum had things from when the Indians first settled here, you know, we settled where the Indians were, I should say. And, you know, all this old stuff. And then you would walk in groups. And so where this museum was, there was the museum. There was a house that was put there that, believe it or not, that they let the children who are the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts come and stay the night there. And then they have a graveyard right across the street. So when I say to spirit energy, like flying, you know, everywhere around there. And to think those poor little Boy Scouts who go and stay the night in this house, like their parents have no idea but that they're going to be sleeping with their light on for the rest of their life. So as we're in this place, I start seeing things just as much as these two mediums. And so we'll be walking into a room and, you know, visions will come to me and I'll see something. And what was really interesting to me is this one story that really hit home for me. Was we're walking in a room and we're like in the back of this house and I see this little Indian girl and my head then starts throbbing, hurting like a banshee. And that's what happens as a psychic. You'll pick up things. You'll be clairsentient, so you'll feel things and feel it through your body. And your body, your physical body can be used like that. And so we would say things and then the curator would say yes or no. Because he knows the whole history of the area, the house, everything. And I just spoke up and I said, I see a little girl. She's a young Indian girl. She's over there in the corner. She has this on. I'm describing what she looks like. I said, she's looking for her mother and it's terrible. And I feel like she's being chased and run and people are chasing her and she keeps trying to run back to her mother. And I said, she's Indian. And he proceeds to tell us that, and okay, history lesson. This is a horrible history lesson. That when children were little, Americans used to, like, chase them for sport and used to stone them. And this is why I was seeing this child, as brutal as it is to say, that she was being, like, attacked, and this is why she was coming back to try to find her mother. And this is why I was having this horrible headache, because she got hit in the head. And so what do, right? I'm like, oh, your mother's waiting for you. You need to cross over. And I'm saying, go into the light. Don't stay here. You don't need to stay here. And as I'm, you know, I'm just like, every room I went into, I was, that's what I was doing. And then we go into this, and this is the kind of a freaky thing. We go into this one room, and right away, like, when I read or when I'm on, you know, I get really flushed. I get really hot. And that old Irish skin, you know, kicks in. And when I walked into this room and it got really cold. And there was And I saw actually a figure in the corner of the room, like he was being kept there. And this other energy was there, and he was like very demonstrative, very, you know, you're staying put, that kind of thing. And as I'm doing this, people were like taking pictures too, like they had cameras. And this woman takes a picture, and I'm saying what I have. I'm saying it all aloud to these groups that we're in. She takes a picture, and then she takes a picture of a mirror, and that's in the room. And all of a sudden, there's a man's face that appears in her camera that was in the mirror. And I'm like, holy cow. And that, like, spooked me out, right? And so she ends up saying, you know, I think this is a demonic mirror and blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, oh, my goodness. And so then I go back to, we go to leave that room. Well, sure enough, like, I get my good old psychic, you know, medium big girl panties on. And I go back into that room, and I'm just like, you know what? Go into the light. I'm crossing the person that's stuck there, the other energy. Get out of here. You can't stay here. You don't have to stay here. You need to leave. And I'm doing this prayer. And what do you do? Okay, I'm Catholic. So what do? Call in Mother Mary, right? And I'm saying my Hail Marys, and I'm saying this, and I'm protecting my energy, and I'm protecting my space, and protecting the energy, and sending this male spirit off to where they should be and not be staying in this historical home and where they're being kept there. And that's what can happen too, is spirits can kind of snag in and, you know what, and keep energy around them because it fulfills kind of their energy plane. And that's not the good, healthy thing that you want in your house, and that's not the good, healthy energy you want anywhere. So, once again, I moved him on. And so, you know, by the end of that ghost hunt, you know what? It was exhausting. And then I literally was so tired. For 2 days, I, like, you know, couldn't get enough sleep because that's what it does. It drains your energy. So, you know, God bless the people that can do it and do it all the time. And that's their gig and that's what they do. I just don't have the energy, the forethought to do it. I'm more like, you know, I guess the person who wants to be, you know, that my end result for a ghost hunt is not to prove that the energy is there, because I know it is. It's to, you know, prove that I can cross the energy over so it doesn't have to stay there anymore and create an unhealthy boundary within our earth energy and their energy coming back. So that's my take on that one. But we're going to come back, talk more stories. We'll be back shortly and talking about ghosts today.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Okay, is the music the best or what for the show? So we're talking, like I said, ghosts and how that all works. And obviously so far you've gotten my take on what my opinions are on that I don't think they should stick around here. But I want to share another story with you. And this is actually in my book also. It's my date with Nikola Tesla. And this is a really, really cool story. And this is actually twofold because it's also about a visitation of how energy can happen and how their energy and how spirits energy can come and visit you too. Okay, and let me just tell you the story and it'll all fit in. So I actually had a dream in May, and this was a couple years ago on May 28th, 2011. And I had this dream, actually, that I was in, this man was visiting him in my dream, and he had older clothing on, so I knew it was, not this era, and he was really handsome, and he had deep-set eyes and dark hair, and his suit was, an older style, and I just felt connected to him, but I didn't, know how. It was weird, and he just felt very familiar with me. And, you know, remember how I always talk about how I don't know people in my dreams, they just kind of show up. And it didn't frighten me, you know, or anything like that. It just was one of those things. Like, okay, he showed up. And I remember waking up the next day, I'm like, well, that was really cool, but I don't know who that was. And so then I go to Book Expo June 1st. And I'm off in New York, and I attended Book Expo with a good friend of mine, Nancy Smith, who is trying to get her book published. And she's a psychic medium also. And her and I do investigations together, too. She's an awesome spirit artist. So she draws, perpetrators, or she'll draw, information when we work on a case together, she's so talented. And then, so Nancy's with me, and literally we are staying at the New York hotel. Because it's one of the last hotels we could get in because we did this also last minute. And so we go to check in the hotel and they have basically one room left for the check-in. So we grab it obviously and as such. So we go to arrive in the room and there's a gold plaque on my door. And as the plaque is there, I see it says, this is Nikola Tesla's room. And it said he lived there for 10 years, and it had a picture of him along with this list, all of his list of accomplishments with, power and energy and what he did, right, for a living. So I didn't even know who Nikola Tesla was. Okay, that's really bad to say, right? I should know that. But we're talking, PR degree, marketing degree, not an engineer here, although I'm married to an engineer who, right off the bat, he knew who Nikola Tesla was when I talked about him. So as we go forward or whatever, I see okay, we're in the 33rd floor, we're in room 3327, and, my birthday's March 21st, so 321. So in numerology, 33 is a big number, and we're in the 33rd floor, and so I'm kind of picking up on that number vibe, and I'm liking it to where we are. And so anyway, so as we go to get in the room, I said, Nancy, I said, hey, this guy worked with energy. I said, you know what? So did we, but on a different level. I said, how much sleep do you think we're going to get tonight? She goes, no kidding. So we get into this room, and the guy lived in this room for like 10 years and was part of the New Yorker Hotel for that long. And so as we, you know, get in there, right away we start picking up on his energy. And we're describing, you know, we're getting and we're seeing all these papers everywhere and we're seeing him like kind of like OCD-ish and obsessive compulsive. And he's, you know, people would thought he was very intriguing. And but he kept people at bay. He was kind of almost reclusive. And I'm throughout our couple days stay, that's what's happening. And so that evening, I called my husband, and I said, you know, I told him catching up with him, and I said, hey, do you know this guy Nikola Tesla? And he said, yeah, of course. And right away, being the engineer he is, he you know says, yeah, he invented this electrical current and this, that, and the other, and he's going on and on. And he said, and I said, well, I said, we're staying, where he lived. And he goes, what hotel are you staying at? And I said, the New Yorker. And he says, he must have been like on his laptop. And he says to me, Kelly, you stay at the New Yorker, right? And I said, yeah. He says, well, he says, it says here, he says that, you know, he, died in room 3327. And I said, we're in room 3327. So, that plaque on the door didn't say that he died there, that's for sure. And so I'm like, I said, oh boy. I said, Nancy, and I'm telling her what Tom says. And I said, can you believe? I said, we're in his room and he died here. And so I said, how much sleep are we actually going to get tonight? So sure enough, 3 o'clock comes around, number three. And remember, this is a guy that always, you know, was, did everything, you know, in threes in his lifetime. Okay, that was that OCD thing. And he would always say, you know, if you only knew the magnificence of 3, 6, and 9, then you would have the key to the universe. And so, because everything he did, 3, 3, 2, 7, you know, divided by 3, it, you know, 9, the whole thing, 6, you can add that into it. And so it's 3 o'clock. And I am so tired, all right? And because we'd gotten up that morning at like 4 o'clock to drive from Boston to New York and then tour, and then we're at the show all day. So I can feel him in the room. And I'm like, I am so tired. I'm being a bad psychic. I am not rolling over to talk to you or participate. So I roll over. Next morning, Nancy, of course, tossing and turning all night like I was. And she says to me, Kelly, you're not going to believe what happened last night. She goes, I'm up because I can't sleep because I can keep feeling Nikola Tesla around here. And she says, and I'm on my iPhone and I'm playing solitaire. And she says, and as I'm playing solitaire, I'm not playing solitaire. Someone is pushing the buttons to make the, you know, pick the cards and play the numbers in the game. And I was cracking up. I said, hey, this guy would have loved that technology. He'd invented this technology, okay? And he foresaw things like this in technology years and years and years ahead of time. He was just a magnificent and brilliant, brilliant man and a savant of what he did. But he was also, get this, intuitive. So he used his intuition, and it would be used when he would get these sketches and get this all these, you know, quirky things that would come from his mind. But it was really, you know, the things that he was doing. I mean, we can thank him for Niagara Falls and we can thank him for electrical current and all of that. And, you know, really it was that guy who was really, you know, the proud owner of electrical current. It wasn't Thomas Edison that we all think. And it was also too, you know, the more I read up on him afterwards, the things I was seeing about the obsessive compulsive and the information, you know, about the 3, 6, and the 9 and, you know, how we were on the 33rd floor. We were in 3327. I guess the guy would walk around the New Yorker Hotel 3 times before he went in anywhere. I mean, just really kind of crazy. But also what I heard in, or what I researched is that he was actually a man who, you know, had visions of before his parents passed away. He would have these horrible, horrible headaches, migraines, and then all of a sudden all this intuition of information on you know, things that he would be working on for technology would be come avail to him, and he would predict it and work within it. And so, you know what, So here we are in that room and felt him, sensed him, communicated with him. And, you know, which I think is so ironic or so funny, we go to get the last room in the hotel, and it's his room. I wonder why. And then his room, but the cool, but, and you know what? And two psychics show up, you know what I mean, to, you know, stay in this room. So, of course, we're going to have communication. So that's kind of like the fun side of it, you know what I mean, of everything. When I'm someplace, when you can have those experiences and feel that sunset, and it's kind of a cool story. I actually, you know, it's obviously in my book too, but it's really, you know what, where, but nothing should ever be fear-based. Sure, if I would have walked in that room and said, holy heck, let's get out of here, this is not the right vibe for me, oh, I would have been out of there, because I'm not going to, you know, I'm paying a lot of money to stay in New York, and I'm not going to have my night, you know, messed up because some ghost wants to hang out there and be negative. So that's kind of how it rolls. I mean, you know what? If you're open to experience, you can have them, but you have to be careful. You can't encourage it to come into you. Follow me? There's a big, big difference. Not to say that I was even open to it. It just all happened because of my intuitive little antenna that I have. So, you know what? Just, you know, it's always good to be on the careful side of things when you're someplace and kind of protect your space before you walk into something, especially if you're in a historical area, you know, someplace has that type of energy to it. We're going to run to break, everybody. Come back and continue our conversation talking about ghosts.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy Workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow. Okay, in our last segment here, I'm going to tell one more story. So here's another one. So, again, you know, when we're someplace and it's strange or it's funny or it feels funny or what have you, you know what, it's if you feel a sense that something's off when you walk into a hotel room or wherever, guess what? It is. So you could be feeling up, you know, not just energy from the people who might have stayed there before, which can happen too, but it could also be, you know what, the vibe of the house, what's in the house, right? So, again, the last-minute salt list, as I call it sometimes, is that we're planning a vacation, and we're like, what the heck, well, let's take the kids to Newport for the weekend. My son had a football camp at Salve Regina there. This was a few years back, so he would have been in, like, ninth grade going into 10th. And so we pick this B&B, and Sanford Coble House, I believe the name is. And it's this beautiful B&B, and it's Newport, and it's got stunning, like, architecture and woodwork, and the family owned the biggest, like, lumber company, in, you know, at the time in the area. So when this house was built, it was, like, the house, you know what I mean, of the day. And I think in our bedroom, there was, like, you know, 8 or 9 type of inlaid woods. It was just stunning. So got the kids, and we're staying in like kind of this big suite thing, so there's like 5 of us in there. And we're there, and as we walk in, my girls say, "Hey, Ma, can you feel this? Can you feel this?" And you know how kids are. You want to say, "Shh, don't say it out loud," right? And I feel like sometimes I'm like in the Bewitched series when you have to say to your children, you know what I mean? We should always say to Tabitha, "Don't do that, don't do that." And I said, "Yes, yes, I can feel it." I said, "Shh, don't say anything." And so, you know, as the owner's greeting us and that kind of thing. And we, you know, right away get into our room. And as we get in our room, my youngest, Haley, says, "Did you see that man in the corner?" And I'm like, "Yes, I saw the man in the corner." And it's like, she's like, "You know what, Mom, I saw him." And then Avery's like, "I saw him." And then, of course, Tom and Matt are kind of, you know, whatever. Here they go again. And so we go downstairs, and, you know, she saw this man, like, literally peek around the corner. I saw him, too. And we look in the hallway, and there's this picture in the hallway. So we go into our bits, and, of course, that night we're sleeping. And right away, as we are sleeping around, here we go. It's always around that 3 o'clock time. I hear footsteps. And I'm like, "Oh, my God, here we go." And so I can hear footsteps, like, walking. And so I'm like, again, I'm a really bad medium when it comes to my sleep. So I'm like, I'm not getting up. And I, like, roll over. And so the next morning, Haley says to me, "Did you hear those footsteps?" Avery says, "I heard them too, Mom." And I said, "I know, I heard him." She goes, the girls were like in a sofa bed. "I never hugged Avery so much when I was sleeping," and they're talking away. So we go down to breakfast. You know, you're at a B&B, and everyone is like sitting there reading their paper and drinking their coffee, and you're waiting for breakfast. And so what do the girls do? They start talking, and they're talking about their experience and what they heard the ghost last night. "Did you hear the ghost last night, Mom?" And I'm like, "Oh, my God, here they go." So this guy who's reading the New York Times, his paper, like, slowly comes down across his glasses. Like, what are they talking about? And did they see it here, right? So the conversation gets going. Sure enough, the hotel, the hotel, she comes down, and she's talking. And I ended up giving a reading for her that day. But also, they started telling stories of how people who work there would feel people in rooms and that kind of thing. Well, sure enough, our room is where these people died, all right, that Mr. Coble. And
And, you know, that's where, that was his bedroom we were staying in. And then I find out, which is really interesting, that Lizzie Borden was friends of theirs, the Coble family. And there was like a, and I saw that there was like a place settings of silver spoons that she gave to them. And she would come to this house when they would hang out, when all that frenzy was going on with the death of her parents and who killed them and all that kind of thing. And she would basically come there to take refuge because their family was out in the country. And this was like in Newport, right on the water. And so they were always big believers that Lizzie Borden didn't kill her parents. And they really, this family went to bat for Lizzie Borden because they've always felt it was never her. And what's kind of interesting to me is that what they shared in the documentation that they knew from the family history there, that this family, there was a father, an uncle that actually came in the night before. That would have been this guy, the father's brother, I think, in to discuss with the family, because these girls were being unfortunately abused by the father. So, that puts an interesting twist on it, huh? That to think that maybe it was the uncle that blew into town to, you know, kick his butt, to, you know, whatever happened, killed his brother or whatever for sexually abusing these girls. And that could have been what the real storyline was. But back in the day, this was the hysteria. And nobody liked the Borden family. They always thought they were the weirdos in the country. They always thought they were the weird family and there was the gossip. And they always gossip about them anyways, I guess. So, again, so here I am in, you know, we picked the B&B that had Lizzie Borden staying in it. But a cool hunt. It wasn't like a fearful thing. It wasn't scary like that. But, again, you know what? We think sometimes, you know, when we have these gifts and we're intuitive and all, that we think that we're closed off and we're just living our day. We just want to get away and hang out at the you know, when we go on vacation. But sometimes spirit has different plans for us. They want to show themselves. They want to, you know, communicate to us. They want to, you know, go forward and, you know, appear to us. And once again, you know, when I'm in those spaces, what do? Go into the light. You can't stay here. You know what I mean? That, and I guide them on out. Some people would say, oh, well, you know what? You shouldn't do that because they want to, you know, keep this cool thing going and think it's grand or what have you. I just don't buy it. I buy it in the sense that, you know what? Again, everybody had their time here. Now it's time for them to move on. And it's also time for us to live our life here on Earth. It's our world. It's not their world. Sure, they may appear that kind of thing, sometimes not to frighten, but they're still stuck. Get it? They're stuck energy that won't cross over. And so when that energetic realm, they don't think can welcome them, you know, to the other side because it's fear-based or what have you, then, you know what, it gets stuck, or it can be heavy energy, too. You know, it can be the other heavy energy that, you know what, there could have been, people could have been murdered in that space, and then their energy gets stuck there, and that's what you're feeling, too. And that's not cool, either. That's the part when you got to say, okay, you know what, it's not healthy here. You know, you say possibly what happened to them. You need to go. There's, you know what I mean? You need your energy. That part of you needs to leave. It can't be here anymore. It's not healthy. The case has been solved. It hasn't been solved, whatever the deal is. And some people think, oh, my God, she's crazy. She's talking about ghosts and she has conversations. Well, you know what? I don't do it on a regular basis. But you know what? If I'm someplace and I really feel it, because I always feel sorry. It's empathetic. It shouldn't be. You shouldn't. Your energy shouldn't stick around. It needs to transition and go forward to where it's supposed to be. Their soul needs to totally leave, not their etheric energy sticking on to confuse people or to harm people or to create imbalance in their energy where they are. So that's kind of my take on everything, on how, you know, Kelly Sutliff views ghosts. If you care to reach out to me and any more comments that you have, you can email me at psychicmedium@verizon.net. And don't forget, my book is available on Listen Up, The Other Side is Talking, in Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and through my website, Psychic Medium Kelly. Everyone have a great day today, and we'll talk next week.
You
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978-420-8213. See you next week!
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844, letter B, Intuit.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuffness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuffness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.